The world of cinema, as with books, is reliant on copyright laws and the concept of artistic ownership. Filmmakers and the studios they work for own the rights to their products. However, as with the advancements in technology and economic incentives, work produced much earlier is constantly being re-released and updated in order to conform to the ever-expanding world of cinematic technology. The Constitution grants authors the rights to their works. To promote the progress of science and useful arts by securing, for limited times, to authors and inventors the exclusive right to their respective writings and discoveries. The purpose of this clause is clearly in favor of the creator of a work, and names them the sole holder of all the rights to their work. However, this does not take into account the protection of the public. An author has a duty to their public to preserve their own work so it may be absorbed, criticized, and digested by fans and critics alike. Therefore, one must question, is the American system of copyrighting works the most effective for works of film? The French copyright system, on the other hand, grants ownership of the work to the work itself, and grants credit to the author through moral obligation to his audience. The current copyright system in the world of film is flawed. However, the question remains as to which method would be most effective for works of film. For economic and technological reasons, works of art, films in particular, are re-released. Re-releasing a film in order to enhance the film and to conform to the current technology is beneficial to audiences and to the owners of the rights to the film. For audiences, re-releases give fans a chance to experience the films in new ways. A film that may have been released in the 1970s can now be viewed digitally, on a laptop or streamed from the internet. This form of updating films allows for younger audiences to be exposed to older films, and expands the fan base of the work beyond its initial audiences at theatrical release. Economically, this is also beneficial for the owners of the rights of the film. Due to advertising, paid streaming services, DVD, and Blu-ray sales, the film's owners stand to gain economically by re-releasing films. Unfortunately, there are many controversies surrounding re-releasing of films. Re-releasing films also gives filmmakers the chance to re-examine their films, and in some cases, re-edit the film. The first cause for concern with this practice is the alienation of fans. Any slight change to a film may have drastic consequences for the entirety of the film. For example, George Lucas and his company Lucasfilms own the right to all of the Star Wars films. Lucas chose to re-release Star Wars: A New Hope on DVD. This in itself was a good thing. As previously stated, this opened the film to new audiences, increased convenience of viewing for existing fans, and provided economic incentives for Lucasfilms as a company. However, fans were quickly outraged to discover that Lucas had re-edited an iconic scene in the film. This then changed the motivations and the characterization of Han Solo, a central character in the film. Additionally, this practice ruins the film as a tool for historians. Films are excellent windows into the mindset and sensibilities of the generation in which the film was released. For example, one may study World War II in a textbook, but without unaltered films such as The Cabinet of Dr. Caligari and Metropolis, how would one examine the sensibilities of the general public during the years of the Weimar Republic? By changing films to conform to the sensibilities of the time period in which the film was re-released, the film loses all historical context. The American system of copyrighting works of film grants ownership to whomever pays for it, usually the production company. In the case of Lucas, Lucas himself purchased his own production company so that he himself would own the rights to his own film, allowing him free rein. The production company then owns the rights to the DVD sales and may choose to re-release the film at any time and hire any director they choose to remake the film. This leads to films being re-released constantly in order to keep up with current technology and a trend for decreasing integrity each and every time the film is re-released. The decrease in integrity is due to profit-driven nature of the entertainment industry. Films must change to keep up with modern audience sensibilities in order to maximize profit margins when films are re-released. A good example of this is the new re-release of the film Red Dawn. Originally, the film pitted Americans against Russian invaders during the height of the Cold War. Now, the film pits Americans against Chinese invaders due to the growing American fear of the Chinese economy overtaking our own. Additionally, the American copyright system is not well defined enough to deal with the many intricate roles that are all at play when a film is produced. Currently, the American system of copyright relies on a series of legal precedents, with frivolous lawsuits getting carried to the highest courts simply to prove a point and to establish further legal precedents for later legal action. The French copyright system grants rights to the work as it is. In one French case, a film created by a salaried director was edited by his employer, who considered the film unusable as it stood. The court held that, even if the contract authorized the assignee of the copyright to modify the title and to edit the film, the author retained the moral rights to this purpose. In a way, the work itself has its own copyright. It cannot be changed except by its own author. This also has the backhanded effect of protecting the work from its own creators, in this case, the producers, and avoids the issue of a Frankenstein film, one that has been re-released and changed multiple times. A third option available to the film industry would combine the two approaches, American and French. This would allow for films to be re-released in order to accommodate the American consumer culture surrounding the entertainment industry. However, and perhaps most importantly, the original version of the film would hold its own rights concurrent to the standing French system of copyright law, and this master version would be immune from change despite re-releases. Re-released versions of the film would be titled as such. This would be the best case scenario, as it would allow for new audiences to experience old films on modern technology such as Blu-ray, DVDs, or Netflix, while still having the option to view a version of the film that they had confidence in as being original. This would allow for much greater use of film and scholarly work as well. The current trend is that young people are reading less scholastic material. However, if students were able to view original historical forms of entertainment and contextualize them in a scholarly manner, these protected works would allow for much greater insight into the popular culture surrounding major historical events. To use the example of World War II once again, one could write a paper on the rise of the Nazi Party citing Leni Riefenstahl's Triumph of the Will, an example of the fervor that swept Germany. The public has always been the driving force behind the value of art. The public bids on art and determines its monetary value, and critics determine the cultural value of a work of art. Current copyright laws spit in the face of this practice by permitting artists to change their work as they see fit. Copyright laws should therefore exist to protect the work as it stands, either from the artists themselves and from imitators as the law currently exists. By allowing artists and authors to change their work, they can avoid negative criticism by republishing the same work, allowing them to cheat the system. Additionally, authors and artists are currently able to re-release their work purely for economic reasons in order to sell more DVDs, ebooks, etc. Ethically, artists and creators owe a debt to the members of the public who have given their work value, and therefore, copyright laws have been written in the Constitution to protect the integrity of the work, rather than the interests of the author.